विक्टोरिया राज ने अपनी एक स्पेशल इंडिया स्ट्रेटेजी लॉन्च की है। उस इंडिया स्ट्रेटेजी पर बात करने के लिए हमारे साथ विपक्ष के नेता मैथ्यू गाय हैं। उन्हीं से पूछते हैं कि वो इसे किस तरह से देखते हैं। मैथ्यू, वेलकम टू SBS हिंदी प्रोग्राम।
नमस्ते, थैंक यू फॉर हैविंग मी।
यू आर स्पीकिंग इन हिंदी, प्रॉब्ली आई माइट आस्क यू फ्यू क्वेश्चंस इन हिंदी। How do you see this India strategy recently launched by Victorian government? And if I can ask you, can you grade it from a scale of 1 to 10? How do you see it?
Look, I think the ambitions, any ambition to engage India is worth a 10 out of 10. I want to make sure that Victoria is focusing on some of those markets that are going to be our future, and India is one of those. You know, I'd like to see that strategy being more specific. That's why I want to, if I become the Premier, have a sister state relationship with an Indian state. I want to see Victoria in the same way our relationship with Jiangsu province in China has been very successful, do the same with an Indian state. So the government's strategy is good but broad. If we could narrow it to a specific area to build those relationships, I think that would be even better.
All right, let me reframe it. If you were there, if you were supposed to implement an India strategy, how will you do it differently?
I'd be more targeted. I'd like to focus on those specific areas where our economy has links to India, be it medical, be it educational, be it dairy and agriculture as well, rather than a broad brush. India is a very big country. To come to India and say, well, we're going to have a relationship with Indian educational facilities, well, there's probably 4,000 major universities or tertiary education facilities. So which one do you start with? What location do you start with? If we had a sister state relationship, we'd be more targeted. We'd also know cultural exchanges where we can have Victoria and our art gallery and our College of the Arts having relationships with someone in a certain state. And then it starts to build a narrative and a single synergy between a certain location and Victoria. I think that's probably a better way to go.
In the last couple of days, we are hearing a bit of commentary around that in this India strategy, there is not much about Indian Australians. So how do we address that?
Well, I think Indian Australians, such a vast and growing community here in Victoria, this is where I'd like to see our Multicultural Commission have its responsibilities changed somewhat to be more direct and interventionist in helping the community. I think we need an Indian community centre here in Melbourne. The government needs to be playing a role in achieving that, whether it's finding the land or the purchase of land, whether it is working on one, maybe two, but actually working with the community now, whether it's through FIAV or some of the other communities as well, to actually find where that home's going to be. You know, I think we've done 5, 6, 7 feasibility studies. I don't think we need any more feasibility studies. We know that a community centre will work for the Indian community here in Melbourne.
And one more thing, which probably is the issue, which is probably people are worried and talking about, is law and order situation in particularly the developmental areas, maybe KC, yep, western areas of Melbourne. Yep. How do you see that? And most of these migrant communities, and if I can say South Asian communities, are settled there, yep, and they are worried about law and order and their safety.
Look, I think the issue is not about whether it's African gangs, and while I think we do have an issue with that at the moment, tomorrow it could be English or Scottish or Italian or Indonesian, or it could be Indian gangs, or it could be anyone. So the weakness is in our law and order, in our criminal justice system. And I have consistently said for more than 2 years now, we need to toughen up our criminal justice system, mandatory minimum sentencing, reforming our bail system, reforming our parole laws, giving our police the best equipment that they need to do the job. There is no doubt about it. We have an issue, a massive issue in Victoria with law and order. You have to acknowledge you have a problem before you can fix it. I certainly acknowledge the problem. It appears the government doesn't. But to address this issue, it is about fixing our criminal justice system, making it tougher, making it more responsive to community expectations. And that's what I want to do.
And a lot of people don't understand the system, and they start saying that police is not responding to them, government is not responding to them. At times they say even the politicians are not responding to them.
Well, in Victoria, we have for more than 20 years, we have not had a zero tolerance approach to crime. The approach in Victoria has been deal with the big stuff and the little stuff will just, you know, deal itself out. My view is very different. We must have a zero-tolerance approach to crime, and I want all Victorians, whether they're from an Indian background or whatever their background, to know that my approach will be vastly different. It's not a more of the same approach. It's saying that zero-tolerance approach to crime, someone graffitiing a fence, someone kicking over a letterbox, someone committing a violent assault. Crime is crime. We have to deal with it for what it is. We have to acknowledge it. We have to end it. We have to stop it. We have to make those who are committing these offences come to face a level of accountability and justice.
Mr. Matthew Guy, thank you so much for talking to SBS Hindi.
Pleasure. Thanks for your time.